I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. So I jumped off a massive building, broke my hip and went to hospital. Now I'm suing R. Kelly.
He led me down a dangerous path. I broke my hips and I broke my ass.
Oh.
And now I need a hip made of glass.
Oh, still going with the rhymes.
Yeah, that's all.
That was really good. Yeah. The dangerous path was just like such a nice visual. And I think our listeners appreciate it because they're like, oh, no, here comes a peeing joke straight into the podcast. True. No, it's about don't do everything you hear in a song.
That
just because it's in a song doesn't mean it's legit.
I'm talking to you girls who listen to WAP.
Yeah, WAP.
Wet ass pussy. We don't want none of that sloppy pussy.
We don't want
pussy.
That sloppy pussy. Yuck.
We like a
yuck.
We like a dry ass pussy.
Oh, I like a medium ass pussy.
Map.
Yeah, map. I like a map.
Yeah, yeah.
No, if it's too wet and you're slipping around, it's dangerous.
Yeah, like...
If I wanted a slip and slide, I'd pick up a slip and slide from the club, not
a
whap.
That's right. I want a bit of Chinese burn on my cock.
Oh, I don't know.
A bit of friction.
I wouldn't mind like a Thai burn. I don't want a Chinese. I don't want to go full Chinese.
True.
Whap. Was whap. Like... So the guy's variation of that would be had, like a hard ass dick, you know?
Or is
so
it,
that's the thing. You think you want a had girls, but... It could be too hard.
Or do you want a premature ass cock?
Premature ass cock. What does that mean?
What's the cum that comes out first?
You mean premature ass cum? Pre-cum.
Pre-cum. Because that's kind of
you're getting into a different thing. No.
Pre-cum's like excitement, isn't
it? A wap is like a had.
Okay.
Because when you're very aroused, you get a very... Sorry to have to teach you the birds and the bees this late in your life, Tom. You get an erection.
But not every erection means you're horny. Sometimes you wake up and it's just there. Maybe
you're
you need
horny.
To pee.
You're still horny.
Yeah. Debatable.
Yeah, that's the breakfast horn.
You go and you have to push your cock down.
Morn
to get
horn.
It
the morn horn.
The morn horn.
The morn horn.
That's where Frodo lived.
It's one of those hard ones, like having a relationship, which is the struggle that I never... They don't tell you about when you get into one.
Mm.
When you get a midnight horn or a mid-sleep horn.
Mm.
So it's 3 a.m., 2 a.m., you're like, should I wake her up?
Or just go for it.
No. No.
Whoa.
I didn't say that. Or... silently whack off next to her or go to the bathroom and like fuck the toilet roll.
Yeah, I mean
that wet ass toilet roll. You put some sorbeline in there.
Cause girls would be a bit offended if you jerked off while they're right there.
Yeah, I feel like it's
a bit like
more polite waking them up. Giving them the option.
Give them the option. And go, okay, go back to sleep. Pretend I never asked. And then they go, you're just going to jerk off.
Shaking.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm crying. That's why the bed's shaking. how you going, everyone? Welcome to episode...
99.
99.
The 99 cent store.
Oh, Matt, $99 store.
99 problems and...
What?
Now, what do you want from me?
Finish the saying. I've forgotten how it goes.
And a bitch ain't one.
Ah, because he's single.
Is that what that
story is about?
What is that about?
I think it's
about problems and a bitch ain't
one. Because he's single. He's Ryan Solo, Jason Derulo. Just another way to say, I got lots of problems, but having a biatch isn't one of them because I'm alone. And then he's just like
that
with the boys.
That might be a problem.
No, it's not.
Not to him.
Nah, to anyone, Tom.
Maybe he's a gay man.
What if a girl's got 99 problems, but a dick ain't one? Because she ain't got no dicks in her life. She's just happy doing her, Tom.
But maybe the dick in her life isn't a problem. She loves it. It's not a problem.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
We're
getting confused.
Tangents.
I'm getting... We had the same tangent, and then we split off just then. And so we're going to both get on track, on the same track, and keep chugging along.
Well, get on my track.
Get on the not a track like a needle, not a junkie.
I meant train station track.
Oh, train station track. Okay, get back on track.
Konnichiwa.
99 episode 99. How many have been here? You were saying hello to our international listeners?
Yeah.
Yep. Hello.
How many have been here from day one?
I have.
I have too.
Yeah, that's at probably all. Two. That's everyone.
We did our best. If you go back and listen to them in our first 10 episodes, we wanted to filter out the weak ones. Mm. Actually, every episode we filter out the weak.
Yeah, it starts off a lot of listens and then you're the only one listening. You right now.
Is our only stream and we fucking appreciate you. What our podcast is, it's like the savannah in Africa.
Dap.
So you're all antelope right now.
Ooh.
But you're the strongest and fastest. The weak ones are like, oh, he did a Bill Cosby R. Kelly joke. Yeah. They get eaten by lions.
Mm. See ya. They hesitate. What do
and
they say?
And they leave
in
the podcast and they go and listen to the project.
We learnt in improv, say yes.
Say yes. Mm. If someone wakes you up at midnight.
Yes. That's right.
So we do not have anything special planned for 99 because you don't celebrate 99, do you?
No.
You celebrate 69.
And true, we did. And you celebrate 100, and that is next week, and we are doing a game of Centurion, 100 shots in 100 minutes.
100 shots.
Shots of beer. If we did vodka, we'd all die.
No, I will do 10 mystery shots, because Xander's filling them up for us, and I will say, not every 10, just whenever it feels right, and the mystery shots, one will be vodka. Mm-hmm. One will be shampoo. You knew that was coming.
You love shampoo. I think you like it.
One will be water. So I don't know if it's the water or the vodka shot.
Okay. That's good.
I think that's kind of cool. One will be non-alcoholic beer.
Do you reckon you'll be able to tell?
Nah, yeah. I don't know. In shot form, beer's a bit different taste. And then we got 5 more shots to get through. Tom, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking Tabasco.
Yeah, one's got to be Tabasco. I hate that one. Fuck.
Mouthwash.
Yep, good.
Can you drink mouthwash? You might get
it. Yeah, no, I can. I've done it before.
One's hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. A milk shot.
Yeah, milk shot's funny. Oh, that'll get spewy. Yeah,
it'll really curdle in
maybe
the
maybe we'll do a few milk shots.
No, let's not get carried away, Frenchie. Okay. you love pain.
Mostly, and then the last two will just be whatever's in my fridge.
Yep.
So we're going to do that. Apparently, how many beers did we work out it was?
I don't know.
How many mils is in a beer?
I don't know.
375s in a can of Coke. Much. It's about the same as that. Sure. Yeah. And 30 mils in a shot. So quick maths.
3,000.
3,000 is it? How many beers? 3,000 beers. Fuck, we are bad at maths. I'm getting very confused here, guys. 10 times. Fuck.
I think it's 10. Yeah.
10 beers? 15 beers? No. Something like that.
Depends. Depends on the shot glasses because we're going to get whatever's cheap shot glasses that might not be to scale normal. You reckon?
Why not? The problem apparently is just like the amount of times you're doing the bubbles quickly. It's not like the amount of beer you drink. It's because of the way you drink.
Comes very quick when you...
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to talk during it.
I think Xander's going to have a clock and he's just going to hand us a shot.
Yeah, and then we just do the shot.
We just do the shot and keep talking so we're not distracted by time.
Do we high five after every shot?
Only on the butt.
Is there any other kind?
No, because I feel like that's just going to be annoying
audio.
Did
you see that? It was maybe a week or two ago. There was that big scandal about the AFL player who groped his other mate on the dick.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, they were doing like the team song after the win and he grabbed him on the dick.
Why?
Because that's what the boys do.
Man, that's so
homoerotic.
And like
sport, the news went crazy because the other player who got grabbed was black. So they were like making it like a race thing and shit like that. It was fucking hectic.
Maybe he was trying to grab
like,
his knee.
And then it was about toxic masculinity. And then all these pictures came up that the girls were grabbing each other's on the butt after hockey games and stuff like that.
I think the butt is so different to grabbing a knob.
Yeah, but if you've ever played sports, you do it. Like, it's funny. Never grab dicks.
That's what I just said.
No, but you'd tap them sometimes.
You'd suck it.
No, you'd tap it.
Frenchie is currently, just for the people listening and for context, Frenchie is wearing a scout uniform right now.
I'm dripped out again, guys.
He's wearing an American scout jamboree outfit. and he's talking about grabbing dicks and how it's common practice.
No, in sport, it's just camaraderie with the lads. It's because you train, you shower naked together, just a bit of bants. So most people, there is people in your team you wouldn't do it to if they didn't like, but most people, like, you're hyped up, you've won a game.
You're grabbing heads of cocks.
Bro, let's, whatever you got to, that's the way you celebrate. You dock, you do whatever you got to do. You human centipede. It's just camaraderie. It's not weird about it.
Yeah, no, not weird at all.
It is for social sport, like when you just sort of.
You're like mixed netball.
Mixed netball. You don't do it for that.
Sharon, you don't do it for that. It's uncalled for. You can't just, nice goal defense and just a big old hand of bush.
Unless Sharon wants that.
I don't know.
What if she makes a deal with you? Like, if I score 5 goals today, you got to grab me on the bush. And I'm like, oh, Sharon.
I mean, if she's.
And then.
I don't know.
And then when she's like, I only got 2. I'm like, I saw 5. Oh, Sharon.
Yeah,
Sharon is the sort of lady that would have a bush.
Yeah.
100%.
A mean bush. Mean. Like, it's dense and it's like kind of firm on top.
Kind of like metal wool.
Yeah, steel metal wool.
Steel wool.
Yeah, yeah.
Not metal, just fucking steel. Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, so I'm dripped out. I've got my checkered 3-quarter pants on, whatever they are.
Are those your girlfriends that she wears to the office?
No, but that's they could they be. That's fashion, baby. That's fashion. I got my Jar Jar Binks necklace.
The classic.
Tom's just...
I'm the mustard man.
Yeah.
I'm just wearing a mustard shirt.
Mustard shirt. And so episode 100, Centurion. Come back. We're filming it on Saturday or Monday, and hopefully we both spew because that'll be funnier for you. Is there any other games we're going to play during? Because it's going to be 140 minutes minimum.
Yeah, we'll see how we go. I feel like since we've got something to do every minute, like it's going to keep us busy. We've got to entertain the people at the same time. We don't want to get too distracted.
Yeah.
You'll just see our kind of our fast wits slowly decline throughout the episode as we get more inebriated.
You will understand why I don't drink before stand-up shows. You will.
Frenchie will start slurring more. I'll just look more like a potato towards the end.
Baked potato, Tom.
Baked potato.
Baked potato.
So our good friend Xander, intern on the show, will be here next week. We're letting him come out of his bubble for a week, and we've also got him to update our Patreon.
Oh, and he has fucking killed it,
guys. He's
put
a lot of work in. He's done really well. It looks nice. So
made pictures and stuff.
Patreon.com/TomandFrenchie if you want to have a look. And we just want to go through. He's done a lot of this. We haven't been very involved.
We need to tell you more about it because sometimes we just say Patreon. And you regular Joes listening in Korea, Uzbekistan, wherever you are, Guatemala, the moon. Mm. Probably Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. If we've got any Oompa Loompas, shout out to them.
We do from that episode where we said they had rights. We're big advocates for them.
They do.
Yeah,
but
we
not
stand
the,
by that.
They were half rights, weren't they? Because they were half the size. They get half the rights.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
I'll stand by that.
That's not nice. So Patreon at the moment, we've got, was it 100 people supporting us?
Sure.
Throwing in $5 a month. We're getting $630 a month to the podcast, I believe. It says it on there, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
We've got different tiers, just the $1. Oh, you go through it. Sorry.
Okay, so I'll start with what... These are some tiles Xander's made to make this easy. Why Patreon? So this is what you get. You get access to Discord.
Can you read in Xander's voice to make it entertaining for them?
I haven't heard his voice in so
long. Just make it up.
Why Patreon? Access to the exclusive Discord server. So Discord. I can't do that voice for too long. Discord.
It was like a Simpsons character.
Yeah, it was
good.
Strange.
It was good.
So Discord, we'd never heard of it. But basically it's like a kind of chat room where we can all talk together. There's topics and stuff. You can post in, talk with other fans of the show, give suggestions for the show. Me and Frenchie are both in there, so you can talk with us and ask us questions.
We're very active.
Yeah,
it's a community. It's a community.
We've actually been talking and getting involved, which is rare for us.
Getting
involved.
Yeah, so we're just chatting, throwing some things out there.
You also get access to Zoom Q&As. We're trying to do another one. Last time was a bit chaotic, but we've got another one coming up.
Yeah.
Which we'll give you more details on soon. You get an invite to our Christmas party, which is strangely coming fast.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
How weird is that?
Yes.
Hopefully we can actually hold one.
Oh, we'll, true. We'll be right.
We'll have
we'll
to wear
right.
bubbles.
We'll do it in Victoria.
Socially distanced by a few meters in a park.
We're trying to book out a cruise ship. There's some very good prices on cruises at the moment.
So if anyone wants to come on one of those with us.
Ruby Princess will be yeah. for the Christmas party.
Straight to Wuhan.
Straight to Wuhan.
We're going to pre-sale for live podcasts is what you get. Bonus episodes for certain tiers. And merch will be coming soon. So you get first access to that. And you get also get to have a say in how the show is actually run. So you can just tell us what to do.
In a way.
In a way.
In a way.
Because we're not always on script.
But what is very exciting, so you can look at those individual benefits there. We have goals. So like certain amount those? A month we have we want to get to. We're on 600 now. We're fucking putting every dollar back into the podcast. We don't take no money, which you may be surprised on my outfit. You're like, oh, fucking Frenchie's fucking.
We buy Xander's Scout cookies with most of the money.
Yeah.
Always selling them. It's like, would you like to buy my Scout cookies?
When we get to $1,000 per month, that's just 30 more Patreons, we will launch the Tom and Frenchie podcast merch. We got to actually do it, Tom. I hope
waiting on art.
I hope we're
actually.
Not writing checks we can't cash here.
Have you heard back from our artist?
Cash me outside. Shout out. What's her name?
I don't know.
She's listening, so...
We were waiting on some
got
art.
A very cool design. So this is how
it looks cool. Once that's done, we'll get some merch.
2,000 a month, we're going to release the 12-track Tom and Frenchie EP.
Yep.
LP.
Can you remember some of our classic hits?
Album. Jeffrey Epstein's Island.
That's a classic. I'm trying to remember some of the other ones.
There's this new one Tom was doing before we
True.
Got here.
Yes.
I think give him a taste of it.
What genre was it again?
It was like WAP, but it was like the guy version, hard as dick. Yeah, was. That's what it was.
I need music for that.
Okay, though. yeah, you get the music out.
You keep going through the tears.
Yeah, no stress. but yeah, it was weird because he did like a
oh, no.
What's that English rap called? Grime. Oh, it was God. Very grime style. Okay. I was like, that's a cool.
Yeah, right.
2,000 a month, we're going to release the album. 3,000 a month, we're going to upgrade to a multicam setup for all you watchers. 5,000 a month, 2 episodes a week. 10,000 a month. Apparently, we're renting out an island.
That's cool. Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't know about that one. It seems like there's a better use of our money than just renting out. How will the podcast listeners enjoy us having an island?
Well, they'd come and live with us. Okay. We'd become like a weird family.
Oh, we start a cult.
Yeah, yeah.
Come to the island.
I don't think you're allowed to do that voice.
You can do that voice.
Come to my island.
We can talk in whatever voice we want on our island.
It's the accent on our island is that.
Are we allowed to start a new country? Like, how do you start a new country?
Like, I feel like I've seen something where a guy has, like, considers his property his own, like, country.
Why can we not start a new
country?
He's
got his own post office and shit.
Yeah.
I've seen that on something.
Okay. We'll start a country, not fucking rent out an island. Yeah. Tom and Frenchie country.
That's fine. It'll conveniently be on an island.
Yeah.
We wouldn't dare promise something.
Okay,
so yeah, it was grime, wasn't it?
It was grime. It was kind of like a parody of WAP. I don't know what it was.
Of course, I remember. Yeah, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Here's that track I was...
Yeah, this could be it.
I'll just turn this down.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, take it down.
Hard as dick. Hard as dick. Rude boy. You hard as dick. Got that dick firm as ice. Got it hard. Very nice. Got a big knob. Rude boy slob. Jump in my car. Smoke my cock. Ride it through town. Hard as dick. Hard as dick. Hard as dick. Skinny dick. Get out of my way, boy. I'm hard as dick. Thick as shit. Frenchie. 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 Frenchie.
Yo. Yo, Grime, MC Grime Man, coming at Frenchie. Ya. Coming at ya. Okay. Yeah. pouring shots. 1, 2, 17. Skip it up, pop, pop. 17 shots of milk. Then I put some orange juice in the milk. And I put some hand sanitizer in the shots in the milk.
It curdled.
Shut them down, curdled milk. Shut them down, curdled milk. I'm what in hospital.
Dick.
In hospital. Caught COVID. Listen to R. Kelly. He said he believed he can fly. So I jump off the building. Splat. I did. Tom, take it away.
My dick went soft. As I died, blood left my body. Dick went soft, soft as dick.
Yeah, that was, a, that was very good.
I remember we all.
That was very good. I couldn't. You can do the accent so well, and I knew I could not. I didn't even do it related to your. It was only that was one of those features that cost like $15.
Yeah, that was a Fiverr.
Yeah, like, Fiverr. It was like, should we splash out and get like an actual rapper? I was like, nah, let's go on Fiverr. You're like, oh, fuck it.
You know, when I was going to do, when I did the re-recording of the Jeffrey Epstein of the Island, I was searching on Fiverr for a reggae man
to do
it,
but
it was, there's not that many reggae artists on Fiverr, unfortunately.
Are there not?
There you go. So if there's any reggae artists, jump on Fiverr, there might be a market for you.
Yeah, hit us up. We'll put you as a feature for the EP, album.
All right, so that's our Patreon. So head to patreon.com/TomandFrenchie. For those songs and much more coming.
Yeah, and if we do not fulfill our requirements, blame Tom and Xander.
Blame Xander.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we will.
We'll do our best.
Two episodes a week would be exciting. Episode 99, and I think this is one of those moments, you know, what? Where are we going to be in episode 199?
True.
Where will we be?
On an island.
On an island, yep. Recording. No, because everyone we're doing it for will be there living with us.
So it'd be like an open mic situation.
Are they going to call us father or daddy or like what? Senor? I would like to be called Senor.
I like that.
Senor Frenchie.
Senor Frenchie.
I feel like, yeah.
But everyone will pitch in. It'll be one of those type of communities, you know. Some of you will clean our underpants. Some of you will cut Frenchie's mullet. You'll all have tasks. It won't be fun. It'll be like a
no, it's
a
work.
Slave camp.
It is work. Yeah, it is work.
It's not great.
And we'll get like a sick deal that a backpackers can extend their visas by working on there.
That's bad.
So we'll get heaps of random backpackers who aren't part of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll just pick on them.
And everyone has to call Xander Scoutmaster.
Scoutmaster Xander. Yeah, I like that. What were you saying before about what we should do with Xander?
Oh, yeah. So we were trying to think of like fun tier kind of things, like big exciting episodes we can do. And one thing I thought of was we get Xander because he did do scouts for many years. He was very involved. And we were like, maybe we could go camping on a weekend trip, set up the podcast somewhere, do a remote podcast, but also get Xander to teach us get some badgers. Isn't that what they do?
Yeah, get some badgers.
Not badgers, the animals.
Both.
Both, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's probably a badger badge.
True.
Yeah, and you got to sew it onto you. You got to sew a live badger onto your coat.
So Xander can teach us how to start fires, whittle wood, whatever else they do.
Whittle wood.
Fiddle children. I don't know. That's just one of the things I've heard they do.
They do that.
I have
they
heard.
They do that. What's that about?
What's with any organization with a hierarchy ends up fiddling? That's a worry for our cult.
It's not. I think it's the ones who don't get laid enough. Turn to kids. Like priests aren't allowed to have sex. No one's fucking a scoutmaster. Even if he's married, like the wife's not going to be turned on by those fucking badgers. Or I've got the WAP badge. It's like, no, you fucking...
And he's not waking her up when he's got that midnight boner. That's a problem.
No, he's not. He's pitching a tent, but it's an actual tent.
Yeah,
it's not an erection.
It's not the same. There's a joke in that for sure.
No, I'm pretty sure my old man's scout leader was a pedophile.
Your old man was a scout leader?
No,
or
my
pedophile?
Old man's scout leader was I'm pretty sure.
Oh, hectic.
I was like, I was trying to think. I was like, yeah. Well, I'll ask you more about it. I'll come back to you guys. But he's like, especially on SVU, which we've talked about before. If you see an episode and there's a scout leader or a priest on it,
bro,
you know it's them.
I saw
it's always them.
A priest one was on the other day. And as soon as I saw the guy, it was like this like redhead guy. And he's like, He was like, he's done something to these children. He did. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I want to talk about, I did a photo shoot the other day, right? It was just like one of my classic brand things I find online where it was like a day and I got like $1,500 or something.
That's
right?
Sick. You so are the king, like, of the brands, bro.
So it wasn't through like my channel or anything. It was just like acting job, but it was just for stills, like photography. And it was for Supercoach. I'll just say it. I don't know if I'm meant to. But Supercoach, but for racing. They're doing a racing one.
Okay.
And I rocked up. I didn't even know it was for Supercoach. I was just like, $1,500. Yeah, whatever.
Mm.
I'll come do it. And it was like that shoot from, you know, in Zoolander where they're like, no, you do anything. And he's like, you're a monkey, Derek. You're a monkey.
No,
and it's like,
way.
It was literally exactly that. It was humiliating.
So what did they make you be?
So I get there, right?
Yep.
First of all, he sent me a screenshot being like, oh, congrats, you got the job. And I was like, I don't even remember applying for this. And he sent me a thing being like, looking for males shorter than 160 centimeters. I was like, I'm way taller than that.
Okay, Tom. And let me see your heels.
And then I wrote back and I was like, oh, shit, I don't think I applied for this. And he was like, oh, no, you're the other role. You're the mate. This is, that other role's a jockey.
Oh, yep.
So there was this little dude, and there were scenes where he was on my back riding me like a horse.
No, there's like, not. Legit, no, there's not. Legit.
And they were like, gallop, Tom, gallop.
No.
Yes. And it was the most, and like, I, for like fucking, I reckon half an hour, this dude was on my back, just standing on it, surfing on me. I was like, too bad if I have a bad back. No one asked me. I don't, but there's like a grown man, well, a small man, standing on my back.
How long had you known him for when he starts doing that?
Not long. And he was like, he was English. He was like, he was probably a twink. He was like a little gay man.
Yep.
And he was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, it's fine, man. You're small. Like, it's fine. He's like, I feel really bad. He's like, I was like, this actually feels like I'm getting stitched up.
This is like, was it a prank?
It wasn't. And then there was bits where I had to wear a horse head like I was in your fucking ketamine shoot. And it was like, oh, shit. Yeah, it was literally, I was wearing one of those. And he was wearing one. So soon you're going to find pictures on the internet that are very funny.
I cannot wait to see them.
It was like all, so everyone's going to get a very good laugh when they see these photos emerge. But I was like, fucking think of the money. Think of the money.
$1,500.
It wasn't worth it.
For a little gay man to ride you for a couple hours.
It was a lot of
work.
It was like, you're disappointed. You're angry. You're happy. I was like, doing all these faces.
So it's like a whole, what? Can we hear the, what?
Multiple shoots.
And like just photos or?
Photos.
Just photos.
Just
not
photos.
Not even video. Not even
the
ad.
It was the most I've worked on a set, I reckon.
That is, did he have a whip and stuff? Was he whipping?
Yes.
That is a saddle on your back? On just
no saddle.
Straight.
Bareback.
Bareback.
Mm.
Bareback.
I was literally in the middle of this shoot.
You warned for that before.
Fuck. I was like, what have I signed up for?
I feel like you got to be warned for that before.
And
like,
conveniently, the guy who hired me didn't show up.
Yeah, that is, he did. That is
he
a
was
stitch
like,
up.
Stitch up. He was like, I'm not going to tell this guy what he's going to do.
That is a fucking, that is going to be, that's going to be better than the Macca's ads.
Yeah. Oh, there was a scene, best bit, two separate scenes where I was wearing a dress.
Of course there was.
Where what? I lost the bet.
What?
So it's like a betting thing, right?
Yeah.
So I'll show you the photos. So there was like,
can you do that anymore?
I don't think you can. I was thinking that after. I was like,
who's the creative on this?
I was like, that's,
oh, you look good. And not, you got a bassinet too, or whatever those headbands.
Yeah,
you've
like
got double get dresses. So
I
not
had
just
to wear
one.
Two dresses.
Not just one.
And I had to try on five dresses.
But what sort of group of mates? Okay, maybe one thing, wear a dress. Two dresses.
Mm.
I would be get my laughs out of one.
Mm.
Like, oh no, you look prettier in this one.
And I had to sit and they were worried that my dick was going to fall out because the dress was so short.
This sounds like a fucking stitch up, bro.
That's
this,
what I was
it
thinking.
It has to be a stitch up.
I was like, if I was more famous, which I'm not, this would be an episode of Punk'd. Like, this is the premise.
Hey, what would be the best? Yo, the Seventh Heaven chick got your back.
Oh, I'd love that.
That would be the best. So you got the cameo making a shout out, Ivan Milat. She set it
up. She just sets this up. I never get paid.
Was there anyone filming secretly, like behind the scenes or something like that?
There was a few people with phones.
This might be a stitch up.
Imagine that.
It might be a stitch up. That would make the most sense.
And she sends me a Bible and it's just all the photos in it. And then the last page says, fuck you.
And then the music plays. Yes. Seventh
heaven. It's one of those cards, yeah.
When I see your smiling face.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
It's very funny.
Were you there with your missus?
No, I was by myself.
So that's even worse. So you had no one to share it with. No. Like,
and like everyone on set was having a bit of a giggle, but not really fun. It wasn't really fun. You know what I mean?
I wonder if it's like, but the concept behind the ads is a stitch up on you. I wonder, not on you, but on your mate. Like, look, we got this guy's thing and it's going to be a normal photo shoot. We'd made him be a horse.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not just press. I guess you have to tell you if they're releasing video because you charge more.
Yeah. No, it's
actually just photos. Me and my soccer mates were actually talking about your Macca's shoot the other night.
Yeah.
Last night.
I'm hoping it comes back.
Yeah, another payday.
Another payday. That's every time it comes back. And I think they usually only do 3 years.
Because they asked me, they go, when are you going to get on a TV, on a TV show like your mate Tom? I'm like, I think he's on a show.
He didn't say anything. He just screamed.
And then I was like, well, he was on the Macca's ad too. Oh, yeah, that too. He was so good on that. Bro, you fucking crush that role. I'll never get over it.
Oh, fuck.
I got a... That's a really
it was funny,
exciting
man.
Story.
Those pictures are going to be so embarrassing.
Do we have any time frame? Our listeners want to see them.
I did hear them say a time frame. I think they were like... maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Do you think that's the limit? Like $500 would you have done that shoot?
Nah.
$1,500 was like the limit. You know, like would you rather?
I'd consider $1,000 for a day. What? Like it's pretty.
Every man has their price.
Anything less. But I was thinking like, imagine if they got someone who wasn't as, I'd already sold my soul on the internet and embarrassed myself on the internet. But like a punter just coming in and having to do that.
No, but if it's an actor, you're not even worried about doing that with actors because actors are trained to whatever, that's the role. You know, they wouldn't think twice about being a horse. You don't, what all the shit you're doing at night are like...
Yeah, true. You've become a snake.
That's why it's like the difference, like we're filming with your friends and YouTubers is so massive compared to when I'll shoot with an actor. Like, because YouTubers, they think about themselves, even though they're playing a character, they think it's them saying these lines. Like, oh, I can't say that. I got a job. I'm like, you're not saying it.
Yeah.
Fucking Chongy saying it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when we get Chongy on, yeah.
Chongy. But like when it's an actor, they're like, yeah, I'll do whatever. Yep. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. They don't even question it. Like,
yeah.
You gotta get your dick out and fuck a bowl of rice bowls that like snap, crackle, pop. You know what I mean? Like that's why actors are sick.
Yeah.
But it's that kind of balance because on YouTube, you want it to feel real and natural and like these are my mates, even if they're a bit. But also, sometimes if you want them to be a good actor too, you kind of need to get...
it's a balance. Both.
It's a balance. Yeah, it's totally. It depends on the shoot. I can't get over this story,
it's funny,
Tom.
Bro. I should just post them. I'll post them in our Discord right now, the images.
Yeah, hype in that Discord.
I just won't give it any context as well, so they won't know until they listen to this that's why I did it. I'm just going to post them in
there. The dresses?
Just me and the dresses.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
They'll just be like, okay. Looking good, Tom. What's been going on with you? You had cricket.
So yeah, guys, I had a bit of a weekend. It was a fun one. So I don't know if I haven't mentioned. I've sort of joined a winter cricket team. So I'm in two cricket teams now,
and that's too many.
They might be in the same comp next and over summer. So I'll have to stay with the OGs.
Is this you still looking for your camaraderie?
No, this is just they needed someone to fill in, and then I obviously don't do anything.
Mm.
And the team I've joined, they're called the Wuhan Bats.
It's so good.
It's so good.
That's so good.
And they hand you a baggy Legionnaires hat when you join.
That's cool.
So they've got Wuhan written on it.
Mm.
And it's, instead of a baggy green, it's just a Legionnaires like you'd wear in primary school with a flap at the back.
I think you guys need a mascot. And you would think it would be a bat, but it should just be like, you know, the image of the coronavirus, like the COVID,
cool.
The kind of bubble.
Yeah, I like that. And he's like dresses up at the game and just coughs on people.
Just scares people off.
But yeah, so I played with them on Sunday, and then I got surprise drunk last night. So when I watch my soccer team play, because I'm still injured because I'm 50, my body is that of a... Actually, I would say a 70-year-old.
Wow.
Like, yeah, when I have a shower, I'm like worried if I slip, I'll break my hip and die.
Yeah,
I'm getting frail. Fair. I'm getting frail. Yeah. So I watch them, and then they're like, oh, we'll go back just to the pub for one or two. Few people just started kicking on, and then there was a few pints, rounds of pints, and then one thing leads to another. When you're in a round of pints,
By the time you
finish the round of pints, like four people, you're that cooked. You're like, let's do another round. Yeah. Eh? So I thought it was going to be a casual thing. Next minute, tanked. I've got a fucking...
What time did you go to the pub?
Got there at four.
See, the danger with an Arvo sesh like that, you always miss dinner. Yeah. So you're going in on like a pretty empty stomach.
Yep.
And you get sloshed.
They're the best Sunday sessions, eh? Yeah, those afternoon sun.
The sun's in, yeah.
Yeah, and then whenever I get drunk, I always wonder if people are the same. I always wake up like 4 a.m. 4 or 5 a.m.
Sometimes.
So I woke up at maybe 5:30 today, which was good because there was a Champions League soccer grand final on.
Ooh.
Final, not grand final, but... So I watched a bit of that, then watched some NBA...
I don't do that.
Went to the gym, fell asleep, had a bath, then you arrived.
Shit.
That was a weird day, bro.
That is a weird day.
It was a weird day.
I feel like, yeah, I'm definitely just too tired to do that if I've had a big night.
Oh, well, I can't go back to sleep, so I have to do something.
Do you wake up thirsty or something?
Oh, very thirsty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, daddy's thirsty.
Oh, you try and wake her up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah.
So which team's better?
Probably the Slugs.
The better because
the bats. Well, they come straight out of Wuhan. They don't play a lot of cricket from there, do they?
No, not at the moment. Oh, did you see those photos of them having a pool party?
Right, what the fuck is that?
That was so. What? I've never seen that many people in a pool.
I was a bit angry. I was like, "What the fuck do you cunts? Don't show everyone."
I know.
Don't show everyone.
That was an amazing...
Don't rub it in.
That was an amazing amount of people in the pool.
That's like if you're not invited to a wedding and then your mates just take heaps of photos going, yo, check out, this is fucking popping. You mean? Or Bucks trip or anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's brutal. It's like we started it, but we...
Yeah.
We chilling.
We start... Yeah. Like,
that was like Bondi in summer, that pool. Everyone was there.
That is... What? What?
Mm.
Can they even swim in Wuhan?
It did look quite shallow. It looked like waist deep water.
Right. That's a good question. It's because I used to work at a water park and the more... This is...
Okay.
No, I was going to say this is not racist. As soon as you say that, you're like, oh, it's racist.
It's like an episode of Bondi Rescue.
But the more ethnic people look, the... less they could swim.
Yeah, I feel like that's got such a swimming culture in Australia.
It's a rule.
You kind of have to learn to swim because it's so much water. Whereas if you're from the desert,
yeah,
you don't need to swim.
Well, on our island, swimming, if you can swim, you won't be allowed on it.
So we only let people who can't swim in the water.
Because then they can't leave on our podcast island.
True. Yeah, because like we've got soccer balls.
I would love to start a cult.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of stuff, but it always... Some of them look amazing. They start off so promising. They're like, we've built our own universities. And then it's like, oh, yeah, but the head guy was just fucking like 12-year-old kids.
Yeah, no. They're freaks. That's what I'm saying. But if you do it right... But I wouldn't want to be an everyday cult leader. I'd more want to be like an absent father cult leader. Just roll in once a month, get the perks, say, yo, what's up? They're like, fucking cult leader's back. I'm like, yo, where's the hose at? And they're like... You mean the actual hose we're using on the field or the women? I'm like...
I'm trying to make a bong over here.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe you could like paraglide in once in a while. Like a...
Paraglide.
Like a big entrance.
Bro, if anyone paraglides into any situation, they instantly become a cult leader. That's how you become one.
Especially if you had like a Bluetooth headset on and a turtleneck.
Bro, imagine you're on the rooftop balcony of a pub.
Oh, that's
some
cool.
Can't paraglide in.
That's so cool.
Would you say Bluetooth? Yeah. Bluetooth, headset.
Yeah.
Turtleneck.
I'd be like, first round's on me. I'm buying this guy a drink.
Clear glasses that obviously aren't necessary, I feel like.
Without the sides. They're just somehow on his head.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That is really cool. Kane's probably overkill. I was thinking Kane. I was like, no, don't.
So the paraglide thing, whatever that
smells. Like you got to smell. I'm not going to trust a cult leader that doesn't smell.
So he paraglides down with a trail of stink. Like, you can see it. It's
visual. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be great then.
Yeah. And out of bath today.
You're weird with your baths, bro.
Well, if I have a shower, I might slip and die.
I feel like more old people die getting out of the bath.
It's because they get stuck to it. Their wrinkly skin.
I watched a crazy movie the other night at the movies. You can still go to the movies. Did you know that?
Yeah.
There was only like 4 people in the cinema. But
What is it?
The new Russell Crowe movie called Unhinged. It's a thriller. Do you want to hear the synopsis?
Yes, we do. We love... can you do the jingle for Tom's movie reviews?
Sin. Synopsis with Tom.
That was it.
Yep. So, okay.
I've seen the ads. I'm going to okay. I've seen the ads. So you've got a bit of Russell Crowe vibes going on right now, actually.
I feel like I could play young Russell Crowe.
Yeah, actually, but...
I reckon I could. I reckon I kind of... He could be a relative of mine.
That would be sick.
And he's very fat in the new one, so he'd make me look a little bit skinny.
If you see Russell Crowe, that'd be the best to go up to him and go, "Hey, what's up, Mr. Raven?"
Oh, I get it.
And then walk off. He would hate it so much.
That's good.
There's nothing he would hate more, I think.
Yeah. Maybe we should start a rumor that I'm his actual child.
I like that. I like that.
Go up to him on a
red carpet. I hope he doesn't become unhinged. Go on, anyway. So
I'll just tell you the first scene out of the gate. Russell Crowe sitting in a car looking very distraught. It's raining, pouring down rain. He's sitting there looking like a fucking crazy person.
Yep.
He grabs an axe and a can of gas.
Nice.
Walks up to a suburban home door, just starts smashing in the door, just chopping it open, kicks it open. A guy runs in. He's like, "What are you doing?" He just hacksaws his face straight away. Blood falls
down.
The woman goes, "Oh my God." He just starts hacksawing, just chopping her.
Whoa.
Then he just puts gas everywhere and lights the house on fire and drives off. And you're like, holy shit, this is the start of the movie?
Yeah, they bring you in quick.
And then there's a chick and she's in LA traffic. It's very stressful. She's late to work. She's also late to taking her son to school. He's going to get detention. She gets fired while driving. Then she gets behind. She's already stressed. So there's the stress of just being in traffic. Like, it gives... The movie's very good at getting that stress going.
Stress.
So you got the stress of being late, the stress of being in LA traffic, which is terrible. She's driving kind of like a fucking psycho. So you're kind of getting like, stop driving like that. So you're stressed.
Yep.
And she pulls up behind Russell Crowe and you're like, "Oh." Yep. And the lights go green and he doesn't turn. So instead, she's already pissed off. So she gives him like a big beep a couple of times and then swerves around him. But then at the next intersection, he pulls up next to her.
Oh.
He tells the kid to like wind down the window.
He becomes unhinged.
Yeah. And he's like, "Are you going to apologize? You should have given me a courtesy tap."
Can you do it in better acting, please?
He's like real gruff.
Okay, so I'm ran down the window. "I'm a kid and I ran down the window.
Excuse me, my son. Can you tell me why your mother decided to not give me a courtesy tap at the lights?"
No, but do you want a Dunkaroo?
"No, I don't want no fucking Dunkaroo."
"Oh, okay.
Tell your mother she's a slut."
That
was Russell Crowe, not me.
Yeah, no, we got it. You don't need to explain. We could tell by the voice.
Okay.
"Hey, Mom, this guy says you're a slut." She didn't say anything yet.
Well, she's going to say something because she's about to have the worst day of her life.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no good.
Just, okay, can I have a good day too, or is mine going to be pretty bad too?
Yours is going to be pretty bad as well. And that's the movie.
Okay. Well, I was going to say...
And it's non-stop stress.
I was worried you were going to drop some spoilers because you fucking...
We were
worried.
We're literally in the first 5 minutes of the movie. I haven't spoiled anything.
Well, you saw from the ads, it's like Russell Crowe being angry in traffic and the woman being like, "Oh, fuck, this is a crazy dude. Just, he's becoming unhinged."
I always take Tonya to watch like really... She doesn't like thrillers that much, but I always convince her because I really like them, like thrillers and horrors.
Mm.
And she's like okay with them, but thrillers especially she doesn't like because they're like super stressful.
Yep.
And she... I started laughing like throughout the movie because I'd look over at her and she's just like pissed at me.
Yeah.
Which makes it so funny because it was like amazingly stressful. And she literally said it's the most stressful movie she's ever seen.
But that's what you're saying that. And as you're explaining it, I couldn't relate to any of the stress because you were like, oh, she's driving a car. I'm like, can't relate.
Mm-hmm.
In traffic, can't relate. I walk to a train station.
Late to school?
Late to something. I'm like, I think I'm less stressed when I am late. I get stressed being early and then I'm the only one there. I'm like, fuck, I'm a loser being early. I'd rather be late. So like, I think I'm going to enjoy the movie.
Yeah, maybe.
And then I'm pretty sure it's about following a woman.
Yeah. You're on board with that. You've always been on board with that.
No, but I can try.
You can relate to that aspect.
Relate to the woman's aspect because I get followed a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
By who?
Seagulls. Hmm. I accidentally drop food sometimes. Yeah, they follow me.
You put hot chips in your
pockets. Yeah, I'm like, stop fucking following me. And
get out of here, seagull.
Try to lead him into the bedroom. It's a thing. It's a thing. Russell Crowe. Okay. Hey, Mr. Raven.
He's still going with that.
Best and worst movies. Go.
That's good. I can't think of many Russell Crowe movies.
I think Gladiator would have to be best.
But then what else?
But then...
He
was that one where he could see dead people or something. A Beautiful Mind. He was like a beauty contest for like autistic people or some shit. I haven't seen it.
That's a good plot. I like it.
I haven't seen it.
I love that plot. What's his name? Russell Crowe. I'm just gonna look it up to spark my memory because I'm.
Robin Hood was a stinker.
Oh yeah, that might be worse.
What is his worst movies, guys?
Here we go.
He hasn't done a lot for a while. I feel like he's one of those person who sort of traded off one or two good movies for forever.
Master and Commander.
Trash.
That was a big movie, though.
Trash.
American Gangster.
That would be another good name for our cult names.
Master and Commander.
You can be... Do you want to be Master or Commander?
I don't know. They're both pretty good.
Yeah. Xander can be...
L.A. Master. Confidential, The Insider. A Good Year.
I like Confidential. It's cool.
Water Diviner. That sounds shit, doesn't it?
Doesn't that sound shit? Like, who's making that? Oh.
Can you make my water more divine?
Yeah, just turn on the tap.
He's the Water Diviner.
that was just a fancy way of saying WAP.
I like that. That's the Water Diviner. It doesn't
women
have to
squirt with his eyes. Just and
here's a classic.
Yo, do people ever get so thirsty they have to drink squirt?
I think that's the first time that question has been asked in the world.
And would you drink it from the source or would you get it into a cup?
I'd prefer it fresh.
Yeah, but if you go fresh, you're going to lose some and you won't get all of it. But if you catch it in with like a funnel.
Are we trying to get the most?
Yeah, because you're thirsty. You're in a desert.
I didn't know I was thirsty.
You're in a desert and you've got, you're just there with a porn star or just a squirter.
Just a squirter, okay.
And I'm like, I'm so thirsty. And she's like, you can drink my urine.
Wouldn't there be like salt
then?
In it and shit? It's not good to drink.
Yeah, it's like 10% urine. But that's better than 100% urine.
That's true.
So would you drink it from the source or would you collect it with a funnel and a bucket?
I think you've decided that funnel and the bucket's the way to go.
Yeah, I think I'd probably go straight bucket because then you'd have to lick the funnel like it's Coke. Mm. Like a Coke plate.
I'd funnel into my mouth. Funnel. Direct into my mouth and then just put the funnel on the vagina.
Oh, that's the way to do it. Mm. Yeah, that's the one. Mm. That's the one.
Okay, here's a romper stomper. Romper stomper
was wild,
that was
bro.
A crazy movie.
Bro, that was wild.
He was in heaps of movies now that I look at a list.
Yeah, but it's one of those ones that all the best ones are back in the day. He hasn't done much lately.
True.
What have you done for me lately, Mr. Raven? Russ?
He is starting to look a lot like Kyle Sanderlands. He's like the same size.
Yeah, heaps.
Heaps.
I was worried when I started my band. I'm like, yo, am I Russell Crowe right now? I'm doing one thing that everyone fucking loves. And I'm like, for no reason, I'm going to start a band. They're like,
what did his music sound like?
40 odd foot of grunt. Yeah, get it up. Yeah, it won't get claimed. No one claims that.
What's it called? 40. What?
30 odd foot of grunt, maybe?
30.
40 odd foot of grunt, something like that.
Yeah, 30 odd foot of grunts.
Oh, sick. We'll listen to a few and then we'll play his maybe unreleased song.
This shit doesn't have many views, eh? 10k views. All right, let's give it a go.
He's got on Spotify too. The guys, you'll probably listen to Russell Crowe's band for the first time.
This is on Rage.
He's a singer.
Come on, start singing.
Start singing, Russ.
No. I'm supposed to be your friend.
So I just watch you want me to think. Oh, I don't like that. And I wonder what
I My first response is not enough grunting.
Not enough grunting.
It's not very grunty. It's quite like...
How much grunt were you expecting?
I was 30 foot.
Just 30 or 30 odd foot?
30 odd foot, sorry. I expected him to actually be like...
Well, can we listen to the unreleased song that they made?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to just find it.
You love our songs, guys. You fucking love them. You love them. You know, each is going to be somehow worse than the last and better than the last. Because when we nail the style, we usually the lyrics aren't that good. When the lyrics are good, we really blow the style. And what's incredible about our songs, Tom, is how you can actually do all the voices very well. It's a hidden talent of yours. Your Rasta was very good.
I think anything, Rasta and Grime, I think are the only ones I've done well.
Anything compared to me is probably good.
All right, here's that unreleased Russell Crowe.
Yep. That's a good one. Grunt. Grunt. Times 20. Grunt. Times 30. I'm getting more and more and unhinged. My name's Russell Crowe, but they call me Raven. Gah! Gah! Do I sound like a bird? Nah, I'm Russell Crowe. Grunt.
Beautiful minds. Autistic talent competition. Beautiful minds.
Beautiful grunts. Yeah.
Your parents aren't having sex in the other room. It's just 30 odd foot of grunt.
30 odd foot of grunt. Yeah, sounds like sex with a rugby league team. 30 odd foot of grunt.
Sounds like monkeys playing tennis.
Yeah, let's get back into the song. Okay. G-R-U-N-T. 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 Grunt Russell Crowe. Master and commander's what I call me in the bedroom. Grunting like a raven, rustling like a crow. Grunting like a raven, rustling like a crow.
Ooh,
ka,
good.
Ka, ka. I'm unhinged. I think 40% would have skipped through that.
True. It's one of those things you've really got to not like something to skip through it because it's a bit of effort.
And you don't want to pick up like and miss parts, you know, when you skip forward a little bit. You miss the whole setup.
Yeah.
Let's do something really weird for if anyone did skip through and they're going to miss the setup.
So just like we're halfway through a combo. Mm-hmm.
So that's why you never should put an asp in your ear, Mr. Smickermickle.
An asp?
An asp. It's a type of snake and you know that. Oh. This is Sweden's number one kids show, Mr. Smickernickle.
Oh, Mr. Smickernickle, I love you.
You were Mr. Smickernickle, but okay. Now it's the TV.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
All right. Oh, never going to explain the rest of that. No, but that was quite a rabbit hole we got there to get to that Swedish kids TV show.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah. Should we get into some trending news?
Oh, we have to. We have to. And we got some good math chats today too, guys. Oh, awesome. I really want to get into them.
The first one.
Oh, yeah.
The Masked Singer has shut down production.
Finally.
Finally. Finally. The day has come.
Wow.
I heard a funny joke the other day. It was the Masked Singer, turns out it was ahead of its time because everyone's wearing masks now.
Oh, that was you misled me with the funny joke part. That was just
I thought it was a funny observation.
Interesting observation. That's like a mum observation. I heard a very funny joke, guys. Masked Singer was ahead.
Wasn't my joke.
Yeah, that's a bad mum joke. That is really, that's one of the ones, oh, you're not fucking funny, mum. That's what I would have given that. Yeah. But anyway, no, Masked Singer got shut down due to coronavirus. It taketh away and it giveth. Mm. It giveth water parks opening in Wuhan. It giveth The Masked Singer being shut down.
I guess that's what they get when they get a character that's a bat.
Did they have a character that was a bat? That would have been so ballsy.
Mr. Bat.
Nah, commercial TV does not have those balls. How the fuck was it an essential service to begin with? You know it was filming in Melbourne?
Was it?
It was filming in Melbourne.
Surely not.
100%. Because really? Dave Hughes tweeted about... Oh, Dave Hughes did the fucking biggest white privilege tweet. Holy fucking don't even get me started. It was so good. But I like Hughesy, but then I hate the Masked Singer, so I'm very conflicted with him. Mm. But yeah, it was shooting in Melbourne. They're locked down. The rest of the world, you probably don't know. Melbourne's locked down for 6 weeks, COVID, 8 p.m. curfews, but somehow Masked Singer, essential service. Mm.
That's strange.
Nothing causes depression like the Masked Singer, 100%. Out of everything that should be allowed before the Masked Singer,
would you prefer to get coronavirus or season one of the Masked Singer on DVD?
Oh, fuck my life. Coronavirus, 100%. 100%. That is not even... I do not want to contribute to that getting any money at all. Imagine going around someone's place and you see that in the DVD player. That's not even watching on TV. They got the DVD of the Masked Singer. Yeah. Even, shocking to me. Well, I'd like that for a part of it. And then it would be like... but yeah, tell it... Finish reading the story. And I'll...
That's all you need to know about the story. Basically, someone in the audience had coronavirus.
Dave Hughes tweeted, "Hey, legend, at Russell Crowe," or tagging him, like, "I'll get a reply, I'm famous, whatever. Is there any way Melbourne can watch this film now? We want to, because they're in lockdown."
What?
So they can't go to the movies.
What film? The one I was talking about.
The one you just talked about.
I thought you were talking about The Masked Singer, because Dave Hughes is in it.
No.
Oh, that would have made more sense.
No.
Did you watch the new Batman trailer, Frenchie?
Did you finish explaining why? Oh, just like 17.
What's the story?
17
bro?
Cases of the crew got coronavirus.
Oh, really? I thought it was just one person.
No, it's like 17 today. I looked at it.
Oh shit!
Crazy. It was like one of the singers I think might have it too.
Hectic. I thought it was like one person, so they had to shut it down.
That's why it's like so. You're like, this is essential, and now.
Yeah, they fucked.
You
up.
Just gave everyone. You might have to go into lockdown for longer, Melbourne, because they were filming The Masked Singer.
I wouldn't even think it's an essential show to be on TV, let alone during a pandemic.
Well, apparently there's a new security guard there who was supposed fucking to take care of him. Yeah, he did.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he did. So what were you saying, the Batman trailer?
Yeah, so that was released in the last few days and everyone's raving about it. Robert Pattinson. I watched the trailer and I wasn't that impressed, to be honest. It looked... didn't explain the story at all to me.
He deleted it. That is funny.
What was it?
It was like something about whinging, how he was driving home and there was a car on the road. And it's like, why the fuck were you on the road, cunt? It was like something really weird.
Because he was filming The Masked Singer?
Yeah, exactly. But he was like, well, what's this car doing on the road or something like that? It was a really weird tweet. I was like, what are you talking about, man? Should we watch the Batman trailer and react to it for everyone? We're a reaction podcast now.
I don't think
so. Let's watch...
It's not very interesting.
15 seconds.
Okay.
We're going to watch 15 seconds. You're going to listen to it. And
because I think it's just music and shit. Like.
Okay, we're going to... That's better. We can do our own voices.
Well, Frenchie's been practicing this.
Yeah, I've been...
I'm Edward from Twilight.
So those people are skipping ahead again.
The good, we get back to the Swedish kids TV show. I'm Edward.
Okay. We got 9 more seconds. 8 more seconds. Is Batman duct taping someone up? Batman's on an SVU episode. Okay, that was it.
From your secret friend.
It's called 10 Second Trailers with Tom and Frenchie. That was a new segment. It's called 10 Second Trailers with Tom and Frenchie. Looked like Batman was duct taping someone up. Possibly.
I think it's a 50 Shades of Grey. Like,
yeah,
50 Shades.
Oh, I like this.
It's like, I'm Batman and I'm about to fap, man.
And I'm about to fap, man. That is really good.
Mm. I'm Batman and I'm about to
Our mate Richie does the best Batman voice. It cracks me up every time he's on the racket. Yeah. Oh, I mean, who is Racket Bat?
Everyone knows.
So, yeah, Frenchie and Friends, we've been going for a while in Chipper Hotel, if anyone's around Sydney.
Come say hi.
We haven't got to talk about it too much, but Tom's doing sets every night. He remembers to come now, and he's fucking crushing.
Yeah, it's fun. Last week, we had Kyle Legacy on, who was on the podcast.
Dang, he was very good.
He was very funny. It was turned into chaos by the end. There was a lot of glasses smashing out.
There was these two cooked units in the front row.
Oh, my God.
They came up from Canberra, and like it was like, let's have a night. They booked a hotel room near it and they were fucking...
He was drinking out of a red wine bottle.
From the bottle. He spewed up pre-show. They were at... Were they doing lines or not?
I think they were just cleaning up the toilet so people could do lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they spewed everywhere.
And then they just made the show.
That was very funny. And then Frenchie had to move him to the back because he kept interrupting. And then he came over and said hi to me. And he was leaning on the bar that I was like... behind, and he just started sliding, and he slid about 10 meters just trying to stand casually. And then after the show he came up to me and goes, mate, I'm from Canberra, love your stuff, means a lot to me. And then he said it to another comedian, the same thing, and we didn't even know. I was like, I thought it meant something, but apparently he's saying it to everyone.
Yeah, he wasn't even on that night. Yeah. No, I didn't move him because he was talking too much. It was because he kicked a wine glass out of the chick's hand and it went all over her dress.
That's right.
And the boyfriend was there about to get angry, and like, I get to get angry so he doesn't have to. I was like, what the fuck is that, man? Like, usually I make a joke about it, but like...
Yeah, he was sloshed.
He was sloshed, and they were so sloshed. Yeah, they were fun, harmless. Yeah, so I've got a video release after this, actually, so you guys can go listen to it.
Oh, sweet.
And I put Legacy stuff at the end because it was Legacy's... Because I got him the first half and he was sloshed. But then second half, he was next level because all the red wine hit him and his mate had left.
That was funny,
man. So he got on stage, he got on the stool and...
That was very funny.
You will see. Any other trending topics? Let's get through it, Tom. We've got to get moving. We've been talking some shit.
That's fine. That's what people are here for.
No, exactly. Exactly. But I want to... Oh, maybe I'll get to the Matt's chats and we go back to the trending topics so we don't forget. Or actually that...
There's heaps of stories. Let's do some Matt's chats.
No. Go to the NBA one. The NBA one's good.
Go on then.
Okay. So this girl came out on a podcast and she's been going a little bit viral in the sporting world.
Mm.
Apparently she was having sex with a dude. That dude was friends with an NBA player from the team, the Phoenix Suns.
Ooh.
Who did very well in the bubble in the playoff tournament. They won 8 in a row, just missed out on playoffs. Anyway, so she ends up sucking off 8 of them.
Oh my gosh.
In a row. Not at the same time, that is.
In a row, lined up?
In a row. I think it was in order of girth, so she could warm up to it.
Wow, like, can you guys line up from tallest to shortest, that type of thing?
Yeah, she had a guess. She looked at the foot sizes, she also looked at their play. The better the player, the smaller the dick. You know, because the basketballers who got the big schlongs weighs them down. They don't have to be as good either.
They don't have the drive.
The ones are overcompensating, the ones who try hard at things.
Yeah.
That's why if you try hard at anything, it means you got a small penis.
True.
Maybe. I don't know. So she's an Instagram model called AJ. We could actually probably play the clip from... It's only like 40 seconds.
So she's talking about it.
She's talking about it, and then we find out later what NBA team it was. And she's... What's hilarious is that she's got Mormon parents.
Ooh.
She's from a Mormon family.
That's always the case, isn't it?
Always the case, because they're too repressed. And then when they don't learn certain things as well.
So it's like when you're not allowed to watch The Simpsons.
It's also in the name.
More man.
So she needs more man. Just true. One man's not enough. How many men should I have? It's like more man. That's why they have multiple husbands.
True.
Opposite. On my birthday. My birthday is Memorial Day weekend. On my birthday, I seen them all at Dre's, like this one team.
Okay.
She's so shy. It's so cute, and baby. And I don't know. I was getting fucked in a hotel room. They all pulled up, and I sucked their
dick. Put the mic down.
The whole team.
Seven
basketball players
That's
in a row.
More than a team.
How was that?
I was fucked up. I didn't fuck any of them though.
What happened to the nuts?
Swallowed.
All of them.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. You didn't have like a weird reaction in your stomach or anything.
No, I passed out.
That sounds so fun.
You're almost making it sound like you were too fucked up to be sucking seven dicks. And also, you were getting fucked by somebody else right before this?
Yeah, they walked in mid me getting fucked.
How did they walk in? Where were you?
In the hotel room. So I was fucking like someone that works with the team. And I know that team because I've hooked up with them before. But they all pulled up. No, not the whole team. Like okay. A few of them. They all just pulled up. They knew I was in there. And they were like, let's get lit. And they were just sitting around the bed and they just rotated.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yo, they all love you.
So you don't look back. Do you look back at this as a positive memory?
Yeah, I don't care. It was lit.
Hell yeah.
It was lit. Yeah. They sit around the bed and they rotate it. They need one of those lazy boys. They need a lazy Susan so she could sit on and they'll just spin her around.
Like you would at Yum Cha. Instead of mini spring rolls, it's massive cocks.
Right. She just fucking loves it. She loves cocks. So, and Suns too. Like they're not the best team, but like.
Oh, imagine if it was the Phoenix Dads.
Phoenix Suns.
That was on the No Jumper podcast, bro. That clip we played if you want to check it out for some reason.
She said she was a whole team, then she goes seven players. That's more than a team. That's including bench players. That's giving them a chance to shine.
Surely she did them last at least.
That would have been a pity one. That would have been She's like, who are you again? It's like, oh, I'm I play 5 minutes. If it's a blowout, I sort of come on and
Just please.
Please. You ever said please? Please. That is actually, so it was like, I think there's nothing more empowering than sucking off seven dudes in a row. No, it's skillful. It's a skill.
I'm not saying it's not a skill. I wouldn't say
empowering. Don't slut shame a woman.
I didn't say anything.
Giving blowjobs. Yeah. We want them to do it more. Do you understand?
Do we?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you not?
I don't know if I want to have some self-respect.
I'm repping her hard. I'm fucking. Okay. She's my hero.
She's your hero.
She's got a favorite team, and she's got a favorite thing she does. She got to combine the two.
True. It's like me eating pizza and watching SVU.
Similar. Mm. Similar. One's a useful skill. Not yours. Not yours.
Oh.
Because she also launched an OnlyFans. Right. So she knows what she's doing. She's apparently already made 70K off it.
Not bad.
And you're like, I think if she got footage of that, she'll make 70 mil. Like,
yeah,
that would be the sort of video you'd want to see.
Mm.
On OnlyFans.
Out of curiosity.
Hmm?
Out of science.
I like to research. See them not playing at the same time, but shooting. Like a game of horse. You know what I mean? Shooting buckets.
Into her mouth.
Yeah, with the cum. That would be a good game, actually.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Nothing but net. Do you reckon they call it?
Yeah. Oh, brick. And it hits her eyes. Yeah, fuck.
Rebound dribbles down her nose. Funny. That's disgusting. That is funny.
She's a cheeky girl. Cheeky girl. Cheeky girl.
Why are you subscribing to her OnlyFans right now?
I don't have anyone OnlyFans. I'll never pay for that.
Don't wink at me, bro. All right, give us some Matt's chats.
Okay, let's go into some Matt's chats. Okay, Matt's chats.
Hey, this is Frenchie's brother Matt, the original Frenchie, and you're listening to Matt's chats.
What has he been thinking about? I was listening to a good friend of the podcast, Isaac Butterfield. He had a few dramas with cancel culture and people not understanding what a joke is. So he's prefaced it. We're in his head now. We know exactly what he's been doing.
Yep.
It's not going to come from nowhere when he gives us his ideas.
Okay.
It led me to a thought experiment.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever heard that word before.
Thought experiment?
Yeah.
Or experiment you've never heard.
Just thought. If you make 4 videos...
Mm-hmm.
And put them on social media.
Mm-hmm.
One, bash a random person.
Okay.
2, feed a vegan a food with meat in it, but tell them it's vegan.
Okay.
I don't know where it's going yet, Eva. Yeah. I stopped here. 3, bash your wife.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
4, feed a person who doesn't eat pork for religious reasons a pig's dick
And my God.
And tell them it's chicken.
Right.
How are you going to trick them into thinking that's chicken?
It's like in the shape of a cock.
It's in the shape. Oh, that's just, it's a half a wing. Yeah, no.
Delicious.
You never seen a chicken erect? Bro, they all look like that, bro.
It's honey chicken. Shut up and eat it.
Five, kidnap a kid. So you got all those videos, guys? Bash a random person, feed a vegan.
Yeah, we got it.
Rate in order of which one will get the most outrage slash hate slash calls for you to get cancelled.
That's
good. And rate in order of which is actually the most wrong. Okay. So let's do the cancelled one first.
Wait, what?
Which of these things is actually... You got to rate them 1 to 5, which is most likely to get you cancelled.
Yeah.
Of things you've done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean... kidnap a kid. I'm going to start with that, followed closely by bash a woman.
And then...
and I can't remember the others.
Feed a religious person who doesn't eat pork, a pig's dick.
Yeah.
And tell them it's chicken.
And then there was the vegan one.
Then... Wait. Would you have bash a random person or feed a religious person pork?
Bash a random person before that.
I don't know. I think this is the point Matt's making. I think if you feed like a Muslim or a Jewish person, if you feed them... pork, a pig's dick on purpose, I think that'll get you more cancer than if you bash a random person.
I guess it depends on how you frame the video.
You're like, oh, just bash someone.
Hey guys, this is Jake Paul. This sketch is called Bash a Random Person, and it's just Jake Paul beating like an old man to death. Death! That escalated.
Okay, but I think this is the point Matt's trying to make.
I feel
feed
like,
a vegan a food mean it. You wouldn't get cancelled at all for that. People would think it was funny. The vegan community has no power.
But they you would get backlash.
No, you wouldn't. You'd get backlash from all the people you didn't care about. Even PC Karens don't give a fuck about vegans. That's what's crazy, you know what I mean?
You reckon?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Like, vegetarians is one thing, but most people still can't get their head around vegans. It's like any animal products. Like,
yeah.
Some of them, like, any.
You'd still get backlash.
You can't eat a pine cone.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. That's an animal product. Oh, no, it's trees, not an animal.
Like you can eat pine cones, bro. What do you think
I meant
eat?
Honey. I meant honey. Why did I say pine cone? That'd be so funny going up to a vegan with a pine cone. Going, yeah, you don't want me to have this, but I'm going to. They're going, what the fuck's he doing?
You can do it. It's just going to hurt your teeth.
No, but like any animal products is a crazy one, like cheese and shit. But anyway, and then rate in order, which is actually the most wrong?
Similar order.
Well, there'd be a lot of draw. Most wrong, you think?
In
bashing your wife would be the most wrong, I'd say.
Kidnapping
it. Yeah, but if the kid deserves it.
Oh my God.
No. Wait. Wait. Not deserves it.
Ooh.
The kid has a terrible life.
Like it's called adoption, Frenchie.
No. But you're looking at his parents and they're like, you know, soy boy beaters. They're like, you know, they're like.
Soy boy beaters.
Well, they're like hitting him and stuff. Let's say the parents are hitting the kid. Okay. They're like shaving his eyebrows. When he does something wrong, they make him wear a dress to a... Yo, that's why I have thought of this. I watch this documentary. It's called Last Chance U. It's like the last chance athletes have to play college football. And then if they do well, they can go play for a good college.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this kid's dad is a fucking psycho. When the kid was bad or whatever, he used to embarrass him and make him go to school like that. Like, he'd shave his eyebrows or make him wear a dress and go to middle school and shit like that. Fucking hectic, eh? Like, you get angry watching it. And then the dad's like, yeah, I did that. Like, he was a bad kid. Yeah, we don't get on that well now. I'm like, right, anyway. So kidnap a kid, that's just saying if you're kidnapping a happy kid from a stable home, yeah. But what if you're like, yo, that kid's parents are fucked up. They're meth goblin junkies. Mm. They're fucking... The
so you're just
a good kid. You're
going
to kidnap him and just change his name, bring him up to have a good life, teach him like how to read and shit.
You don't want to go through the proper channels, maybe report it to the authorities?
Authorities don't do shit, mate. Authorities, they're fucking, it's a broken system. You don't know shit about adoption. You know,
okay.
You know my parents used to, I guess my family, we used to have foster kids.
Did you?
Mm. Like a lot.
Steal them?
A lot. No, they didn't steal them. But that's why I thought of it. I was like, some of the kids that come from these homes, like, if the right person kidnapped them, it would actually be better for them. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
This is a strange... I don't think this is the route we should take with this. Well, what if the vegan...
No. Okay, you're right. You're right.
You're really muddying the water.
Don't kidnap kids.
Do you know, there was literally... I read a thing about a guy, like, in his mid-20s, stealing a kid in Canberra, but people caught him.
Don't kidnap kids, okay? No, you're right. No, Tom, I was trying to what's argue the other side? Be the devil's advocate.
Be the Rolf Harris. Yep. I know that saying.
Okay, so they're all equally bad. Why don't we just go with that?
They're not.
But
let's move on.
If the ratings don't line up, it's a good sign there's something wrong with people in cancel culture. There's definitely something wrong with people in cancel culture, but you sort of chose like crazy out there examples, Matt.
Yeah.
You're like, bash the world and then like feed a little bit of pork to your mum.
She doesn't like pork. It makes her tummy hurt.
Put soy sauce in the church's wine.
Or fuck a dog. You're like, what?
What? Or blow up the World Trade Center. It's like, what, Matt? And then he's got something else. Have we done this one? Something that really triggers him is scented bin liners. Bags. Maybe we did that one. I agree with that.
It kind of makes everything smell worse because it's like a nice smell mixed with shit.
We might have done that one. That was because he got angry. The one where you read out his chats, he's like, "Oh, Tom skipped out the best part of that chat. He ended it too quickly." Mm. So there's Matt's chats for this week, and they were exactly as
that was good
as Matt's chats as they are. That was pretty standard Matt's chats.
Frenchie went on a kidnapping. Is okay, Rain?
No. I'm saying this is like. It's like Bill Burr shit.
I'm sick of cancel culture not letting me kidnap kids. That was Frenchie.
I'm not saying do it.
Quote.
But I'm saying some situations it might be...
Oh, they're making their kid wear a red shirt. He should come live with me.
Right.
Frenchie 2020.
Okay. I can see how... I was just saying like I'm not against...
Kidnapping. We got it.
I'm just teaching our listeners to be critical thinkers.
Hmm.
Just think for yourself.
Is the earth
don't quiet? Kidnap. Don't kidnap.
The earth can't don't be kidnap. Round. Yeah.
Don't kidnap.
Next week is going to be one hell of an episode.
Holy fuck. I'm excited.
We're going to record it during the day. So we've got...
We're going to be fresh, baby.
Fresh.
For an hour of it.
Yeah, and then we're going to be sloshed.
I don't think we'll get too drunk in only 100 shots, but it might hit you quick. We don't know.
If you've got any suggestions for people you want us to call up, any prank calls when we're at like shot 50 or something, let us know. Give us some suggestions.
Yeah.
Check out our Patreon.
What else are we going to do? Anyway, episode 100 is going to be fucking huge.
Yeah, dog.
Snoop Dogg's going to be on it. Russell Crowe. Yep. Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep, that's her.
That was her. I like Cardi B.
Yeah, she's got an attitude.
I'd kidnap her. She's good.
I'd kidnap her.
Yeah, I don't think that'll go well. She'd be a fighter.
She'd scratch you with those nails.
Yeah, that's got weird. I guess it got weird. You know what I was trying to say, but...
And Frenchie's going to send you off with his famous catchphrase.
Wubba lubba dub dub.